welcome you to the call, and boy, do we have an action-packed event for you this evening. Before we get to our special guest speaker, I do want to cover just a couple of brief announcements. Some of you have probably seen this already, but we have a little special Valentine's special going on this week, and this week only, and it was sent out in the e-blast on Friday, but if you didn't see it, our creative people in the product department have come up with a St. Mary's lavender bath salt. And this is a while supplies last special. And basically what they're doing is they're sending out a bottle of bath salts that have been made with St. Mary's lavender oil to anyone who purchases at least 175 PV anytime during this week up until midnight of the 17th, this Friday. So any purchase of at least 175 PV, regardless of what the products are, will get you this free bottle of St. Mary's lavender bath salt. So, and it does smell nice, I'll tell you that. One other announcement for those of you that are planning on attending Chicago. We talked about this last week, but just to reiterate, I hope you've already registered because it is oversold, overbooked, and it's going to be an amazing event. But if you don't have your ticket already, then you'll have to wait for the audio CDs because it's sold out. So, but it will be an action-packed event. And with that, I want to get to our featured guest on the call this evening. And he's a very good friend of mine, and we've been able to travel around the country quite a bit lately. And if you've been fortunate enough to attend one of his seminars, you'll know who I'm talking about, and you've possibly met him and spoke with him in person, and that is Dr. David Hill.
Thank you, Justin. Nice to be here.
It is nice to have you here, and I'll do my best to refrain from making any remarks or comments to embarrass you, because I know you'll do that likewise, right?
Anything you put out, I'll just return the favor.
That's right, that's right. We have a good time when we're together. Doc and I have become very good friends, and we are fortunate to work together quite a bit, and so it's been quite the pleasure. But for tonight's call, we have some information we want to share with all of you, and I don't know how many of you have noticed that it seems like it's in the newspapers all the time, or magazines, or on the nightly news. There's always some issue of health, or illness. This illness is spreading, that illness is spreading, or studies come out. I know recently that just a few days ago there was a study that came out that said eating a low-fat diet, I believe it was a 10-year study in women, that a low-fat diet didn't increase didn't decrease your chance of contracting heart disease or cancer, which was kind of stunning to most people. But I think they've left a part of the details of that study out. Most people aren't aware of what that is and how does that work. Can you shed some light on that?
Yeah, and I think that's a pretty valid statement that you just made. They've left a lot of the detail out. Interesting when you start looking at some of the health statistics that are associated with this country, and not just here, but really across the world, we find that there's a trend in that our health generally is getting much worse. And when you look at things like fats in the diet, and in this case you're referring to heart disease, when you look at heart disease, interesting, of the nearly 1 million people who die every year from heart disease, over half of them don't even have any type of high cholesterol or anything that we normally would look at and say their fats are out of line. And I would submit to you, it's not how much fat necessarily that you're taking into your diet, although that's an important factor. It's the type of fats that you're taking into your diet. And that's one of the things that I think we want to look at this evening as we're talking, is what type of fats are we taking into our diet, and even more importantly, how do we protect those fats and keep them from being actually degrading processes in our body rather than helpful ones.
Absolutely. I know that trans fats have been a huge thing out there lately. Now it's on labels. You can actually see to avoid them, which is great. But let me ask you just a general question. You and I travel a lot. We see a lot of people, and there are a lot of health problems out there. When are people going to finally figure out what it is that they need to do to live a healthy life?
Well, that's a good question, and I think I even asked that same question to myself. When am I going to figure out what it is that I need to do? But if you look at medical science as it exists right now, there's a lot of new things that are on the horizon that in the last 5 to 10 years have really come to the forefront. And what we're really talking about is nutrition. it's interesting that when we look at the full cycle of our medical environment, when we look at the full cycle of disease and health, that we've come back to a core issue, and that's that you are what you eat. And so a lot of things we're going to talk about tonight are going to be focused on the types of foods that we eat, without going into too much detail on nutrition, because I want to talk about specifically a particular product that I think every single person, no matter who you are, if you have an interest in being healthy, it would be something that I would call a core supplement, something that you would want to do every single day, no matter what. And in fact, if you're going to look at your health in general, not too long ago I had the opportunity to attend a medical symposium. And at that symposium, one of the statements that was made was that in order for you to either regain or maintain your health, you have to do some form of supplementation. Now, that speaks to a lot of different things, Justin. It's not just that we don't have the nutrients that we need in our diet anymore, that our food sources have changed. It also speaks to the amount of toxicity that we have in our environment. But if you're interested in maintaining health, you've got to do some form of supplementation. And I would say that there's three things, really, that a person needs to do to maintain health. One is core supplementation. And by core supplementation, I mean you must have some form of essential fatty acids. You need to have some form of essential sugars, and you have to have some form of enzymes or probiotics in your body. The other thing is you need to change your diet. Every single one of us, to one degree or another, is guilty of needing to change our diet. Interesting that right now in this country, over half of the population of this country don't eat any fruits or vegetables in any given day.
That's amazing.
It's startling when you think about it. And when you start thinking about some of the processes of disease and how those things occur.
Does that include French fries?
I don't think we're going to talk about that right now, Justin. The other thing that you need to do is you need to cleanse. And I think you need to cleanse on a regular basis. This has been something that Gary Young has promoted for as long as I've known him and as long as anybody has ever heard him speak. One of the core concepts of health as he perceives it, which I totally agree with, is that you must cleanse on a regular basis. And in general, I've heard Gary recommend that you ought to cleanse at least 3 to 4 times a year on a minimum. There's some core elementary things I think you need to do. But what about supplementation then? What about the core supplementation? And we want to talk tonight about longevity and the value that comes from longevity as a product. Here's a product that has some very critical and crucial essential oils associated with it, thyme, clove, and orange essential oils. And why it is that they create such a dynamic effect in your body is what we want to discuss a little bit.
You know, I've talking of supplementation, I drink a lot of Ninja Red, and most of you on the phone know what Ninja Red is, and it's something that we've traveled around the country teaching about pretty extensively and still are doing. And it's an amazing product. It has a lot of health benefits. It's an amazing antioxidant. The longevity capsules, as we talk about those, are also an extremely good antioxidant supplement. Let me ask you this. I drink Ninja Red every day. Why do I need another antioxidant? Why would I need the longevity capsules as an additional antioxidant in my body?
You know, that's a good question. And let me go back to something I said a little bit earlier about core supplementation. You bring up the Ninja Red, and that's another supplement that you should be doing every single day. It's not a juice. Doug Corrigan, who happens to be our product manager for that particular product, said it's an infusion, and he really would like everybody to understand what that
nutrient
is.
Nutrient infusion.
And I agree with him. It's not just a juice. It's a superfood, and it's well documented that it has the highest antioxidant activity of any food known to man. So then why come back with a product like longevity, which also is an antioxidant? When you look at things like clove oil associated with longevity, higher ORAC, higher antioxidant capacity than anything that I'm aware of anywhere, well in the millions. Why is it then that you need to do it? Well, because antioxidants are not all the same. There's different types of antioxidants. And if you look at the core medium of the body, you could really divide it into, without getting into too much detail, two categories. One is an aqueous environment. For example, the internal component of a cell is an aqueous or a watery type medium. That's always surrounded by an oil-based medium or a lipid-based medium. And those are the two basic environments. Antioxidants function in the same way. One or some are water-based and some are fat-soluble or oil-based. The difference between the Ningxia Red and the Longevity Caps is the Ningxia Red is a water-soluble supplement. with the exception of a few different things. I mean, it has some carotenoids and things in it, which are very important and are pivotal in example, for your eye health, and you have to have that. Those are also lipid-soluble antioxidant structures. But by and large, it's a water-soluble, meaning it's protecting all of the aqueous environment of your body. And when you start talking about free radical damage, the thing that's most notable about it is that it's not area-specific. It doesn't matter where the tissue is. It doesn't matter where the cellular structure is, whether that's a fat-soluble environment or an aqueous environment. It's not discriminatory, and it will equally attack both of those environments. So it's important you protect both. One, with an incurette, the aqueous environment. The fat-soluble or the lipid layers of your body, which are so critical for every other function of health, need to be protected with a fat-soluble antioxidant, and that's what we have when we look at the combination of the oils of clove, thyme, and orange oil with the longevity capsule. Now that becomes important because how it protects the body goes into a lot of detail, and probably more detail than we even want to talk about this evening, but I'd like to spend just a minute and talk about how it really is protective of those mechanisms and to what extent. Because if we're going to talk about fatty layers of the body, understand that fatty layers, even just looking at cell-to-cell communication, if you disrupt in any way that fatty layer, that covering or that membrane of the cell, you've disrupted the function of that cell, either to the extent that you have things not able to come into or out of the cell, or even communication structures now become abandoned, and all of a sudden we have a cell that's faulty and eventually leads to some other form of disassociation within the body that could create disease. So how do we protect it? Well, the longevity is most notable for its protection against those fatty layers. When we look at the fatty layers, and let's just have a brief conversation about essential fatty acids. I said that was a core supplement that everybody needed to take into their body. And we're familiar with what they are. There's omega-3s, omega-6s, and omega-9s. Omega-9s, your body can synthesize some of that on its own. But omega-3s and 6s, they are essential truly because you must take them into your diet. Omega-3s, which is the alpha-linolenic acid, and then you've got the omega-6, which is the linoleic acid. The problem is that we don't necessarily eat those in the right proportion. We eat, as a society, because of our homogenized foods and some of the other things that we take in, we eat way more of the omega-6s than we do the omega-3s. Now, that's substantial because that interferes with some other processes in the body. Although you need omega-6s, breaks down their carotenoids and some other functions in the body, which are important. You already mentioned heart disease, which are important for controlling heart disease and cancer and some of those other inflammatory responses. When those balances are out of kilter, if you will, it disrupts and causes more damage than it ever does good. Omega-3s, we don't take near enough into our body. And so two key concepts associated with essential omegas, essential fatty acids, would be not only do you need to take them in as one concept, but you need the right kinds. And then you also have to be protective of them. And this is why I think it's so critical and so important that we take a product like longevity. For example, if you take an omega-3 into your body is going to utilize that in a variety of different pathways, but eventually it's going to break down into two particular products, eicosapentaenoic acid and eicosahexaenoic acid, EPA and DHA. Now, DHA becomes so important because it's supportive of those lipid structures that we just talked about. In fact, a lot of medical research and science will tell you that as you age, as we get older, we decrease those levels of DHA in the body. And when we decrease the levels of DHA and glutathione, we cease to function as well. Brain function isn't quite what it used to be. In fact, look at the brain as a structure. It may surprise you to know that nearly 60% of your brainy structure is this oil or these fat-based lipids that we've been talking about.
I didn't know that.
And you have to have the DHA to support those. The eye is another one, the retina of the eye. We look at people, and in this country, you talk about the incurette as a powerful support for the eye. So is longevity for different reasons, different targets, different focuses. But so is longevity as a product, very protective of the retina of the eye because here again, here is fatty tissues in the body. Same thing with the liver. Here's fatty tissue. And we could really go through every body system. We could look at many of the body organs, and all of the fatty tissue associated with that is going to be supported by DHA, and in particular, the omega-3s. The problem with taking those into your body is that free radicals, as I said, they're non-discriminatory, and literally those oils, those fatty acids, can become rancid in your body. Amazing research has been discovered talking about, look at the essential oil of thyme. Thyme, major constituent of the thyme oil we're talking about, has thymol. Nearly 60% thymol. And thymol has been proven to not only reduce the diminishment of DHA in the body and glucosamine, but also be protective of those and actually increase the levels of glutathione and DHA in the body. In other words, or DHA in the body. In other words, we're protective of those fatty tissues that we need, and in the case of the brain, that you need to even function, even be able to carry out any type of normal function in the body. So longevity becomes really important because it's protective of those fatty layers.
Wow. So is this, I take this product every day now. I just take one. Is one enough?
Well, that's a good question, and I, you know, my recommendation is you can never go wrong by following the directions on the label. I mean, there's been a lot of research that has gone into that. Gary Young has participated in that process. We've got wonderful scientists like Mark Schroeder who's participated in that process. And you're going to be well within what you need. I talked a little bit earlier about you need to maintain some balances within the body. Here's a good way to maintain the balance is one longevity cap a day. Now, in some cases, depending on what the person was dealing with, you may want to take more. You could take up to two or three caps, and you could do that very safely.
And you spread them throughout the day.
Yeah, spread them throughout the day. Don't necessarily have to take them all at one time. The thing you need to remember about essential oils, and this product is certainly no different. It's true of all of Young Living essential oils. This is a big commitment that Gary has made. It's one of the reasons why I would submit to you most of us are involved in this company is because of the type of commitment he's made for quality and for purity and efficacy of the oils. One of the things that impressed me most about Gary Young as I met and got to know him a little bit more was his commitment to that process. And I remember spending one evening with him down at the farm when I was very new to this company. And one of the things that Gary told me was that it's important that you take a product and as it's found in nature is the same way it needs to be found in our bottle. And that's what you have with this product. And so it's protective of those mechanisms, but with that comes great potency and concentration. And so the idea or the theory that more is always better may not necessarily apply in every case. 1 to 3 caps a day is more than adequate for somebody to protect their body in that mechanism.
Is this something that I can take, I mean, long term? I can do this every day. I don't need to stop and take a break or go off of it for a month or anything like
no,
that?
No, in fact, I would recommend that you not do that. I mean, if you consider some of the environmental toxins and the things that we're exposed to on a regular basis, remember, one of the power of this product, one of the greatest things that it offers, you know, we haven't even talked about the fact that it's antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory. We haven't even talked about the fact that it's proven because you look at the thyme and clove and orange, all of them have properties that would tell you that it has some ability to be anti-cancerous, anti-tumoral, anti-infectious. Look at clove oil, antiseptic. I don't have any concerns about doing anything like that long-term, and I would recommend that you do it every day without any kind of a break because we live in an environment and the toxic food source that we take in. And as I mentioned earlier at this symposium, which I agreed with, that we have a genuine lack of supplementation, the necessary vitamins and minerals that we need for our body to be able to function the way that it should. Here's a key concept of health is that, and I talk to people all the time who tell me I'm doing everything that I think I need to do. I'm doing all of these different things, but their body is so depleted in what it needs from a nutrient standpoint that unless they're doing some core key products, some supplementation that way, like the longevity, they're not able to maintain any type of a sustainable effort to regain their health because the body simply doesn't have one. In the case of essential fatty acids, for example, if you're not supplementing that way, your body's just making what we would call a replacement fatty acid, which still needs to be protected, but that's the very process I'm talking about, that your body now is making something that's kind of close, it's all I can get, so it's what I'll use, and you can understand very easily how that has an impact on DNA and body function as a whole. So you want to use it every day. You need to use it every single day. I mean, this is the thing that I think we all tend to do. We maybe perhaps start to take a product or we learn about some information and we think, yeah, that's what I need to do, and then we slowly move away with it. With some products, as the needs of our body changes, I could see some advantage perhaps to doing that. But when we're talking about core supplementation, things like the Ninja Red or products like longevity, I could never imagine moving away from that, because I know that every single day, regardless of what I'm doing, my body is going to come under attack. It's going to come under attack from free radical damage. It's going to come under attack from the toxicity that we're faced with and food and environmental issues. And this is one of the ways that I can protect it best. And I can protect it best because of the efficacy and the purity of that product. And when I have products like that, and when I deal with products like that, it's one of the reasons why I think it's so powerful and such a good mechanism for people to be involved with.
It's like a shield in a bottle.
That's a good way to describe it. That's the best way to describe it.
Shield in a bottle.
A shield in a bottle.
You know, you mentioned some of the individual benefits of some of the three oils that are in it, the thyme, clove, and orange. You won't see Young Living put on the label. Obviously, this is a nutritional supplement. It's not a drug. We can't promote it that it will cure or prevent or mitigate any kind of disease or condition. But for those of you that are wanting in-depth information on what this product is really capable of doing, simply go online and pull up any of your medical journals and do searches on thyme, clove, and orange essential oil.
Yeah,
I mean, it's amazing what's out there.
To be honest with you, I did some of that the other day. Just was looking up, not this particular product, but needed some information on an essential oil that somebody had told me about. I'd never heard of before, not even coming from this company. And ultimately, I decided not coming from this company, not a good thing. And I have to say this. I never talk to people that I don't tell them that you need to make a commitment to Young Living. And the reason why you do is because you have individuals like Gary who has made that commitment for the efficacy of that product, and I just don't see it anywhere else in the marketplace.
Absolutely.
But you can look at the oils associated with this, clove and thyme and the orange oil. Individually, every single one of them will stand on their own. Orange oil, well documented for its D-limonene content and all the medical efficacy and benefits that are associated with that. Same thing with clove oil. Clove oil has been used in dentistry for perhaps thousands of years, in the medical community for thousands of years. Everything from a breath freshener to a very strong and very potent antiseptic. But since then, like I said, we've discovered that it has tremendous, tremendous anti-inflammatory effects in the body. When we're talking about protecting your body against rancidity, when we're talking about protecting your body against free radical damage with longevity, we're really talking about stopping the process of inflammation and the damage that it causes in your body.
You know, this product, and I've spoken with other leaders in our field, other distributor leaders in our field, and there are several out there that feel likewise. This is a product that is extremely under-promoted out there in the field. We don't give it the attention that it deserves, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, I would agree with that in that I don't know that it's people really recognize the value that it has, and that's why we're trying to put it in the context of this is a core supplement. This is something that every single day, regardless of what your health circumstance is, and getting the opportunity to speak with so many of you, I know some of the conditions that are being dealt with on a regular basis. I talk to people every day who have cancer. I talk to people every day who have diabetes. You look at some of those mechanisms, and diabetes is a perfect example. One of the most treacherous things associated with diabetes and syndrome X, which now we hear so much about, is resistance to insulin. It's not that your body is not producing insulin. This is really degradation of those fatty layers that we're talking about. The membrane simply is being eroded away in some cases, and in other cases it's just not able to function because it doesn't have nutritionally what it needs. Coming back again to why that product is so valuable and so important for people to do every single day. And it doesn't matter to me what your circumstance is. This is a product that if you understand the potential and the value of it, think of it, as you said, as a shield. It offers a protective mechanism by which you can protect the tissues of your body that are vital for functioning. And look at all the things that I read some research the other day that was talking about ADD and ADHD. I mean, autism, all these different mechanisms that are occurring. Autism has increased over 300%, and yet I just read some research the other day that was talking specifically about protecting fatty layers in the body and that when we start to look at diminished function or diminished ability, or in this case, attention span deficits and things associated like with ADD and ADHD, that if we protected those membranes in the body, those fatty tissues in the body, we would reduce the incidence substantially. If you want to talk about protecting yourself against cancer, protect yourself against damage to fatty tissues. Protect yourself against inflammatory responses in the body, and you will reduce your incidence of cancer dramatically. And yet we're going to have nearly 500,000 or more people die from cancer this year. And the core element is that if we will take some time to understand what makes our body function from a nutritional and a physiological standpoint, you would never want to be without a product like Longevity.
You know, since you brought up taking the time to understand how our body works and how nutrition plays a role in our body, I do want to transition here just for a moment and make everyone aware of the Essential Wellness Program. And some of you may have seen this announcement in the e-blast, but we're proud to introduce this or announce this program. It's a new program designed to help you become more knowledgeable in the science and application of the wellness principles that we espouse on a consistent basis. There's been a new website launched. It's called EssentialWellnessInfo.com, www.EssentialWellnessInfo.com. And there you'll find up-to-date articles, manuals, books, newspapers filled with vital information regarding health and wellness. You'll also find the wellness reports that many of you are accustomed to already from Sound Concepts that focus on the Ninja Wolfberry juice and essential oils. We're also excited to announce, and Dr. Hill plays a direct role in this, the Essential Wellness Training. And this is an instructive series of training courses that will range from beginner to advanced and will cover topics such as oil chemistry and application, aromatherapy, nutrition, health and wellness, and much, much more. And Dr. Hill, since I have you on the phone with everyone tonight, I've been asked this question several times this week. The first Essential Wellness Training event is going to be held here coming shortly in Denver, Colorado, I believe, on April 22nd. And I've been asked this at least on a daily basis. What's going to happen at this day-long event? So I'm going to ask you this question. What's going to happen at this day-long event?
Well, we really are excited about this. You know, I would just tell you as a preface to this that one of the things that has excited me most about being involved with this company and being involved with Gary Young is the idea that Gary has such a hunger and a thirst for knowledge. I have never gone somewhere and heard Gary speak or Gary lecture that he doesn't talk about empowering yourself through knowledge. And that's really what this vision is. It's an attenuation of what Gary's vision has been all along, and that, like, individuals who are interested in this company to be equally interested in their health and to understand some basic mechanisms by which they can do that. So our first course, which we'll be launching, is actually called Oil Essentials. It's a course that whether you're brand new to the company, you don't know anything about the essential oils, or you're very seasoned and know quite a bit about the oils, you could equally take this course and feel very edified and receive the benefit from that. This first event is an all-day event, which we're very excited about. We've got some specific core modules that we'll cover. Some of the modules we'll talk about is we'll talk about some basic oil chemistry. We'll talk about emotions and health. We'll talk about, we have a segment that's called Body Systems, where we equate back to how body systems function, but specifically what oils you can use to support those body systems. We have a segment that's called Dr. Mom, where we'll talk the top 10 things that moms tend to usually do as the primary caretakers and doctors in their own homes. We'll go through and explain what some of those mechanisms are, always keying back into specific products and helping you understand how they work at a very basic and elementary level. We have another segment that's called Key Products, for example, where we'll take 8 or 9 different oils, and we'll go into great detail about their use. And in fact, here's a benefit that comes from this course, is we're going to give you that oil pack for coming to this course. You're going to get those 9 oils just for signing up and coming. We're going to make sure that you know how to use those oils, and they're oils that we think have tremendous value from a position of that every person, regardless of what you're dealing with, you will be able to use this oil and find some benefit from each of those different oils.
Well, I've been with Dan Living, well, as a distributor since 1992 and then on the corporate side since 2001. And I'm planning on attending your event, so you know, so I can heckle you from the crowd.
Oh, that's good. I'll have to put together some specific slides that will heckle you in return.
That'll be
a lot of fun.
I am excited to attend it just to reaffirm my knowledge, and I'm sure I'll learn quite a bit.
So. You know, we really are excited about this, and it's the first step of what I know, and if you ascribe to what the vision of Young Living has been, it's the first step of what will be many in terms of opportunities for people to become educated. We're going to have a focus on Raindrop, and the company will be developing that focus pretty specifically, and that's a very exciting thing for us as well. And then individual key courses, which you already talked about. Gary always talks about nutrition, and if you look at nutrition as a general thing within our society, there's a lot of confusion. You can go, for example, to some of the best and well-known nutritional authors, even medical texts. They don't even talk about some of the basics of nutrition, which would be like essential sugars. And that's because these are relatively new discoveries, and Gary stands as a pioneer in some of those venues, and we're excited to share that and continue that vision of Young Living now through an official education process.
I know we mentioned this to a few distributors last week when we were in Denver at our Ninja Red Tour there, which was highly attended, and there was a roar of enthusiasm and explosive applause.
Yeah, we're very excited about this, and you know, Denver is certainly not the only place we're going to be going to this year. We're going to create as many of these venues as we can and as much opportunity for people as we possibly can to attend and participate, and we want them to walk away with something, and the value that we have, not only in terms of material that will be presented, but resources that they can actually take and utilize, will be overwhelming, and it's a new statement for Young Living.
Absolutely. Well, my friend, thank you for being on the call this evening.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it.
We appreciate all of you being on the call. Just as an FYI, this call will be available for rebroadcast for the next few days. If you want to jot this number down, the phone number is 1-641-793-7562. Again, it's 641-793-7562. You'll be asked to enter a PIN number. You'll enter 1234#, and then press the number 4 to listen to a previously recorded conference. And then you enter this great big long nasty number, and by the way, this will all be emailed to you if you don't want to write it down, but if you should choose to, it is 200-602-091-6136. Again, that's 200-602-091-6136, and that will allow you to listen to this call again or share that information with those who were unable to be on the call tonight. And they can call in and listen, and that will likely begin tomorrow evening, the evening of the 14th. That'll be available for rebroadcast at that number. And it will also be made available from tomorrow on. The call will be on the web. If you go to youngliving.com, click on conference calls, that will pull up our conference call library, and you'll see the audio file there. And conference calls on the web remain for 6 months. And so it will be there for quite some time. For your education and betterment. So we appreciate all of you being on the call this evening. Any parting words, Dr. Hill?
No, not necessarily. I just was listening to you and just thinking about some of the things that we've discussed this evening, and I would just stress one more time how valuable it is to understand the process of Young Living products and the responsible role that they play in developing and maintaining your health and taking the time to discover what those products really are. You said something I think was key, and that's that longevity is maybe a little understood product. It's maybe overlooked by many of our distributorship. And I think this is something that speaks very highly of Gary Young, that he takes as much time as he has to develop these kind of products that people can receive the value from, if they'll but take a little bit of time to understand what they mean and how they can help them.
Most excellent. Well, thanks, everyone, for being with us this evening. We hope you all have a good night.